Live from the Xfinity Studios at WVON.
We're your original social media.
You're listening to American Heroes, hosted by Cliff Curry on WVON AM 1690.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to America's Heroes Group Roundtable Community Outreach. Today is Saturday, December 5th, 2020. December is AIDS Awareness and National Human Rights Month. Our host is Cliff Kelly, and I am your co-host, Colonel Dr. Damon Arnold. Executive producer is Glenda Smith, and our digital media producer is Manny Carazzari. Assistant digital media producer is Al Greer. And we have a panelist with us who has a great reputation out there, Vincent L. Gavin. He's a CEO and founder of We Build Your Credit. He actually is here to discuss We Build Your Credit company services and the importance of building your credit. Vince practices what he preaches when it comes to using the power of good credit to lead to the life you want to live. He focuses on systematic ways to build credit and wealth, and through his company helps people deliver and develop a comprehensive plan to achieve their financial, business, and real estate goals. Vincent has also helped his clients get approved for millions of dollars in credit and real estate holdings, and is teaching people to dream big and realize those dreams through fiscal responsibility and strong credit management. Hey, it's really great to have you on here, Vince. I know you have your BA in Management Information Systems and your MA in Computer Resources and Information Management, and is a Microsoft Certified Engineer. That is incredible. Over 20 years of service to our community and to our veterans. How are you doing?
Doing great. Thank you for such a great introduction.
Sure.
Thank you.
You make me want to start building my credit right about right now.
Yeah. Well, now's a great time. Right. I can tell you
great
that.
Time. Yes. Uh-huh. Yeah. So tell us something about your services. What do you offer people?
Yeah. Well, first I'm going to start off by the website is WeBuildYourCredit.com.
Yes. Okay.
And then I'll give you the numbers, 312-971-1357. Mm-hmm. And we have a private office, but just due to COVID, it's best to call in. And we can give you a one-time assessment to detail a credit plan to help you reach your goals.
Okay.
And so what that is many people, they have goals. They want a home, vehicles, line of credit, want to become investors. And so what this customized program does, we come in, look at repair elements. So we can't expect everyone to be perfect. So there may be things that we need to repair. But then we have trade lines. Trade lines are like enhancements that we can add to your credit. You know, we have people that have great credit that's willing to partner with us to help you.
Hmm.
Then we use building techniques. Again, we have lenders that we know even if you've had problems, you can get with them and start building back to start gaining new credit.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and so with all those elements all put together, we should be able to see significant improvements in your credit. Typically, we can see 50 to 100 points in a 90 to 120-day period.
50 to 90, wow.
Yes, using this strategy.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Now, pardon me?
No, so what do you think, what is the thing that people have most of the problems with? Because is it that people are not financially literate or need to learn the financial literacy lingo, because many times people come in, I guess, with bad credit because they didn't know what to do, right? And have never been taught that kind of thing.
Right. Well, I think that's one thing. you know, is not understanding the requirements of the lender, monthly payments and all those types of things. But one of the biggest things that I see is maintaining credit. Lenders love longer relationships, having credit. So a lot of times people think they can get maybe just a car or one credit card and that's enough. No, lenders like to see the diversity in credit, you know, three or four credit cards, car loan, home loan. And my clients in a minute will ask me, well, I got to build debt so that these lenders are like me. Well, in essence, yes, you got to establish some debt for other bankers to trust you with money. Just that simple.
Right. Yeah, that makes sense.
Business, mm-hmm. You know, the lenders are in the business to make money. Now, sure, right. Interest rates go from, there's different tiers of interest rates you can pay, all the way from great credit paying low interest rates to so-so credit with higher interest rates. But no matter what the formula is, your best position is to start establishing credit. That's it.
Mm-hmm. How early should someone start doing that? Do you think the earlier the better, or, you know, do people have problems when they're older and they come to you, let's say they're in their 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, you know, does it vary in, you know, what they have to do to establish that credit?
You know something, I have a term for that. Mm-hmm. Like if you come in at 45 years old mm-hmm. and one line of credit, I'll call you a baby.
Okay.
Like, I'm a baby. Yes, you're a baby with credit, because if you just got one trade line, maybe one credit card, one car loan or something like that, in lender's eyes, you are a baby with credit, because there's rankings. So from zero accounts to about eight accounts, you still a baby with credit. So that includes credit cards, lines of credit, vehicle loans, home loans, all the way up to eight accounts, you still a baby. From eight to about still a baby, yeah. Now, you just won't be trusted the way you want to be trusted to live your life, you know? And so from eight to about 13 accounts, you're considered like a teenager. You're getting more accustomed to credit. Over 13 accounts, now you're an adult with credit.
Huh.
And so a younger citizen, I would say, from 18 years old, they need to start establishing credit, not just being an authorized user on their parents' credit or uncle's credit or whatever, but having their own credit. You know, matter of fact, we have programs that we know certain lenders will approve people, even with thinner credit, bad credit, no credit, all these formulas to get people on track. And many times, people can qualify just by having credit.
Hmm. Okay.
Yeah. I see so many situations where in our community and different communities, we have very little credit, you know, and we may have a decent score, say 650, 700 credit, but only one trade line, which means one credit card or one auto loan. When it comes out to lenders, they still don't trust them very much because it's not showing a good track record.
Right.
Or the diversity into being able to pay different accounts.
That makes sense. And then you also have to have some fiscal responsibility, because I know that was part of, you know, what your firm does is to actually, you know, make sure that people are fiscally responsible as well. So when you're young, sometimes you can get that card and it doesn't say Maserati on the top of it. So you got to be careful about what you what you're trying to put on your card, right?
You're right. You're right. Especially our young citizens. Yeah, they want the best out of life, you know?
Right.
With the best interest rates and all that.
Yeah.
But again, the principles still stay the same. They need to establish and maintain good payment principles.
Yes.
That means understanding what the lenders want every month. And the thing about it, one thing that is essential that I see in a lot of young people, like they'll get a credit card since they're just starting off, $300, right?
Right.
So $300, they look at it and say, oh, that's no money, and let it go, let it default. one of the worst things you can do.
Yes.
Because that $300 is the link to getting $3,000 by paying on time. It's the link to getting $30,000 just by paying it on time, because other lenders look at how you manage that little bitty account.
And it sounds like, you know, maybe the lenders, too, are looking this right. And they're saying, well, if you're a young person, then, you know, I'm going to see how you do. So I'm going to give you $300 and see how you can do. And if you're really defaulting on that and not doing the things that you're supposed to do, that gives them an indication of how you're going to manage money in the future, right?
Absolutely. Now, again, we are referring to younger citizens with this model, but it's still applicable no matter what age range you are. So if you come in at 45, just getting started, the same principles apply. They're looking at 12 months of good, perfect payment history as far as managing, 24 months, 36 months, 48 months. That's what they're looking at, no matter what age range you fall into.
Yeah.
This could be, that same principle can apply even for citizens that have done bankruptcy and trying to build back into society again.
Yes, yeah. And then what about things, you know, I've been hearing this a lot, is about people are trying to consolidate their loans, and now we have people who are coming out of school with, you know, increased debt, you know, and the amount of money that they have to pay for college education now is so high. So, you know, young people coming out, even people who are older are sometimes, carrying these, debts for, academic scholarships and things like that that they had to or loans that they had to, obtain. So, what about consolidation of debt and people, you know, trying to make sure that they're able to pay that particular amount of money?
Okay, when you talk, just speaking of two things. Debt consolidation could be you got a lot of credit card debt and you're trying to consolidate, right?
Right.
You built that up. Or you have a lot of student loan debt and you're trying to consolidate.
Right.
Now when I talk about student loans, it's just such a wild thing, because you can have $100,000 in student loans from, say, 2010, right? And it's been maintained perfect for 10 years. Do you know lenders will love you? They will love you, because they look and say, wow, they've hit $100,000 and made sure it didn't go in default within a 10-year period. Matter of fact, I like them. Something else. So they don't necessarily look at the debt at that time. They look at actually being able to maintain it, you know, over a period of time. So my recommendation a lot of times wouldn't be to consolidate student loans or whatever, because once you consolidate, that removes that prior history.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I would say as long as they're in good standings, you can leave it the way it is, because lenders love understanding. They love that you understand the principle of maintaining good standing.
Good
with
standing.
Them.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah, and we're coming, you know, short on time. But I want you to give some closing remarks. We have about 2 minutes to go, and I just wanted you to, you know, give us, you know, first of all, start off with your telephone number and the website that they can reach you at, because I've heard some really good things about you, and the people who are referring people to you, I know and trust very deeply. give that, and then give us like an overview of what should someone do to approach.
Okay. Well, first of all, our website is WeBuildYourCredit.com. Mm-hmm. Our number is 312-971-1357. And I'm just going to give you another note, just free information. We're starting we have a new YouTube channel, which is Next Level Credit and Funding. So you can go out to YouTube to Next Level Credit and Funding and subscribe, and you'll get a lot of information about things you can develop, you know, and funding, whether credit cards, cars, real estate.
Okay.
But one of the final things I would like to say, just because you've had problems prior, there's still so much opportunity to continue to develop. You know, that means starting back into society with credit, secure credit cards, secure loans, and those type of things. Whether you want to deal with the credit repair now or not, if you start that, no matter what age you are, what time it is, I could not convey the importance of that.
Well, thank you so much, Vincent L. Gavin, CEO and founder of We Build Your Credit. People are really going to, I'm hoping they call in and take advantage of that. We have to have you back again because the information you're giving is absolutely phenomenal. We also want people to come in and like, share, and register to America's Heroes Group website. We will be giving some money away later on today, and we also have some incredible donations from our illustrious leader. We have a Congressman Davis, and then we also have Chris Kennedy, who will be giving out box lunches and food to people over the holidays. So call in, make sure that you are here, and thank you once again, Vince. Your words were golden. Thank you.
Stay
with us.
Stay
with us. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Cliff Kelly, Vietnam veteran and host of America's Heroes Group, the game changer in radio, print, and digital media programming. We are a roundtable talk show where information, resources, and referrals are provided intentionally every Saturday to empower our military population on WVON 1690 AM, the iHeart Radio app from 4 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. Please visit our website at www.americashg.org.
Hi, this is Cliff Kelly, the host of America's Heroes Group. If you or a loved one has been injured in an accident or the result of malpractice, you have only one chance to get the compensation you deserve. You need a law firm you can trust with experience and resources who will fight on your behalf. With a proven track record of excellence both in and out of the courtroom, call Seidman, Margulis, and Fairman at 312-781-1977 for a free consultation or visit SeidmanLaw.net. That's Seidman, SeidmanLaw.net.
Hey Cliff, where can a veteran business owner go on the south side of Chicago for breakfast, lunch, and dinner meetings?
I'm a veteran, and that's an easy answer. Pearl's Place on 39th and Michigan. Pearl's Place has free parking available across the street. Reasonably priced, quality food that tastes delicious. Veteran owners, there's no place like Pearl's Place.
For delicious shrimp. Any suggestions?
Absolutely. The one and only veteran business owner, Harris Gulf Shrimp, at 7448 Vincennes. I personally eat there. The price and shrimp are nothing other than fantastic.
Thank you, the one and only Governor of Talk Radio.
Service Women Who Serve is proud to partner with Cliff Kelly and the American Heroes Group as an influencer of social change through advocacy, activism, and examination of legacy for military and veterans. We stand as paradigm-shifting thought leaders, believing social justice is grounded in hope.
Hi, I'm Sister Soldier, proud partner of She Voices on America's Heroes Group. She serves, she matters, where your change becomes empowered. Also, watch me on the web at SheThatInspires.com or YouTube. Remember, I'm every woman because I am just like you.
Hi, this is Chris Kennedy. My wife Sheila and I founded Top Box Foods as a community nonprofit to ensure everyone has safe access to healthy, affordable food. We are honored to partner with Vietnam veteran and our friend Cliff Kelly and America's Heroes Group, along with Congressman Danny Davis, to celebrate the holidays by donating boxes of delicious meats and chicken, as well as fresh produce from Top Box Foods for veterans and Chicago communities so families can enjoy healthy meals with their loved ones. Happy holidays from the Kennedy family and from all of us at Top Box Foods.
Tabak Law is proud to sponsor and partner with Vietnam veteran Cliff Kelly and America's Heroes Group. I'm attorney Monica Ireland Karras of Tabak Law. If you're a veteran and you have been wrongfully denied your VA benefits, or you feel your condition was not properly evaluated by the VA, visit TabakAttorneys.com. At Tabak Law, we fight for those who fought for us. 414-375-1735.